Once more, Terry and his friends are back in the headquarters of Captain Blaze. Although the Dragon Lady was able to escape after they had taken her prisoner. But her gang of bandits have run away now, and once more a certain amount of peace and quiet reigns in this rambling stone building near the Burma Road. In just a moment, we'll take up today's transcribed adventures. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Something tells me, boys and girls, that the Terry Scope is going to play a big part in today's adventure. And something tells me, too, that you're going to have a thrill you'll never forget when your Terry Scope arrives. Because you can get a Terry Scope that does all the things that Terry does, lets you see around corners and over tall fences, and look behind you without turning your head. Yes, and this Terry Scope has a lot of extra thrills. There's a decoder on the Terry Scope that shows you how to write and translate a secret Chinese code. The Morse code is given there, too. And one of the trickiest things of all, the directions that come with the Terry Scope tell you how to use it as a night code flasher. Believe me, life will be a whole lot more exciting when you get your Terry Scope, and it sure is easy to get. Just take a label from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one. Then mail them with just 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? It's Terry in care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Chicago. You'll agree you never got such a thrilling 10 cents worth as in this Terry Scope. You'll have fun with it for months, playing G-Man and writing secret code messages and fooling the other kids. And here's another thing. The Terry Scope shows you how to play two swell new games. Yes, sir. The crazy picture game and the treasure hunt game sure are honey. So don't put it off, kids. Send at once. Remember, you'll need one label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one label, enclose 10 cents, and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Ask your mother right after the show to get some Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice tomorrow. Then shoot your order in. And now, Terry and the Pirates.
Well, suppose we join Terry and April, who are taking it easy on the steps just outside the door which leads into the building. The sun is shining, and for the moment they're glad to rest and relax with no worry about their enemies.
It seems too good to last, Terry.
What?
This business of not having trouble with someone. Just sitting here in the sunshine. Seems like everything that happened was a dream.
Mm-hmm. Or a nightmare.
I wonder how safe we are. I mean, really.
Yeah, so do I. Of course, the Dragon Lady escaped.
Oh, dear. I hope you don't blame me for that.
Oh, no, April. If I'd been up on that narrow path and she'd pressed a gun against my back, well, that's no time to argue.
I almost died of fright. I honestly did. And then she went ahead and stuck that old gun into Captain Blaze's back, and he didn't put up a fight either.
Well, she's clever. No getting around that. And she's gone.
And I hope she don't come back. I could just sit here in the sunshine and rest and rest and rest.
Of course, if the Dragon Lady should be able to round up her men, she might try to attack us here. But I doubt it.
And why do you doubt it, General Terry Lee? You've got everything all figured out, eh?
Well, I'm as good a guesser as the next person, Captain Blaze.
So you are. But I'm asking you. Why don't you think the Dragon Lady won't show up?
Well, first, because the men left most of their equipment here. Yes. Pat and I gathered it up. It's in the main hall. Rifles, ammunition, and some other odds and ends. Well, our men can't fight without something to fight with.
Well, that opinion suits me. I'm satisfied.
Second, her men are scared. Oh. Too many strange things happened around here last night to suit them. Too many people suddenly disappeared.
All right, my lad, all right.
And third, but not last, that little old Terry Scope gives us an advantage over them. We were able to see backwards around corners, and we knew what was coming before it came.
I guess that all makes sense, Captain.
It certainly does, but now, what are your plans?
I'm waiting for Pat and Burma to come back.
Oh, are they away somewhere?
Yeah, they're riding over to that cave.
What cave? Where? Oh, dear, is there more trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all.
No trouble. They just went over there to help that Chinese boy bring back some prisoners.
Yeah, we left Connie there to guard Sing Sing and four other men.
All by himself?
No worry. They were locked in that cave. They can't escape.
Well, maybe not, but I'm not sure of anything anymore.
And neither am I, Miss Keene, but that ain't the point. The point is, what's next on the program?
Well, we'll have to talk things over with Pat when he gets back.
I'm thinking about myself. What's going to become of me? There's no use fooling myself, Terry. You know as well as I do there's a price on me head, and the Chinese forces don't care how they get me, dead or alive. Ain't that so?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
I've been a smuggler and a hijacker along the Burma Road, and I can't expect very much justice.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get justice.
I sure will, but all the wrong kind. No, it looks like old Blaze had run out his string. I've been tempted to run away, but where could I run to? I'm too old, and I'm tired, and I...
You've been a big help to us, Captain. And anything I can do to help you...
Yeah, me too, Captain. I'll just tell the Chinese officers they shouldn't shoot you, or whatever.
Well, now, that's mighty kind of you, youngsters. But I'm afraid those Chinese officers will have some ideas of their own.
Maybe they'll never come here.
Yeah, maybe they'll forget about our messages asking for help.
That's a mighty thin hope, my lad, so it is. If I know the Chinese, they may be a bit late now and then, but they usually arrive when least expected.
And are you willing to give up to them?
Not exactly. But I don't feel like running away to hide in the mountains. Besides, I've got a daughter to think about. Chiri has to be considered, you know. I've been precious little good to her as father's going.
Well, I'm sure Pat will do what he can for you, Captain.
I'm not hoping for a helping hand, Billad. I've had my share of excitement, and I'm much too old to care a great deal about what happens to me. But I don't want anything to happen to Chiri. She's a good girl. She hasn't been in favor of me crooked work, and there's no sense in holding her responsible in any way. Well, we'll see what happens.
Poor old fella. Like a ship without a sail. Most of these men have left him. Dragon Lady's men upset things around here, and he's at loose ends what to do.
Harry, do you really think they'll do something to him when they catch him?
Chinese army? Oh, yeah, April. I'm afraid they won't waste much time on a smuggler. Of course, we can try to save him.
Yes, let's try. Just look at him out there by those rocks near the fence. Just lost for something to do, that's all. I'm going out and talk to him, Harry. I know. I'll tell him all about the periscope.
No, he knows all about it, April.
Old fiddle saddle, he does not.
Sure he does. He was with me when I made it, with the mirrors and the cardboard.
But he doesn't know all the things it can do. I mean, like drawing crazy pictures and...
Like what?
Crazy pictures. Look here, I'll show you. Now, I look through this end of the periscope, and with this pencil, I try to draw lines that'll make a picture. A face or a house or something.
Well, what do you know? I never thought you could do tricky things like that.
Oh, I've got lots of ideas how to use a periscope. I can signal the Morse code through it at night. I tried it with a flashlight. I stuck the flashlight down at one end and made a blink out of it.
Well,
and
let's go out and tell Captain Blaze all about it. Poor old fella's worried. Maybe we can take his mind off his troubles.
All right. Come on. This periscope will keep him busy for a long time.
I'm not in the mood to fiddle with them. The telescope has been very helpful, but... Youngsters, it ain't saved my life. That's what I'm looking for, so I am... A way to save my life. And I don't mean by running away.
Well, that's a big order, Captain. April and I thought you'd be amused by the games and tricks we invented with this telescope, sort of take your mind off your troubles.
Yes. There's no fun thinking about getting killed. I mean, really.
Right, yeah, Miss April.
Of course, now, after all, the best way to use a periscope is to stand over here by this rock and look through the tube, and then you can see over the rock without being seen yourself.
Yeah, we know all about that, April.
You can see everything out there, and nobody can see you, because you're hiding down here behind the rock.
Yeah, we know all that. Besides, I can step out here to the side of the rock and see everything you can see, but...
Harry!
Huh?
Get back, quick!
Look, will you stop playing with that periscope?
No, I won't.
Say, what's the idea of shoving me?
Down, get down.
What was that?
That was That was the Dragon Lady.
Huh?
I saw her through the telescope. That's why I pushed you.
Come, Dorison. Miss April saved your nighttime. That bullet whistled right past where you were standing. If she hadn't pushed you out of the roof.
That all happened so sudden like a... Golly, thanks, April.
Never mind thanking me, Terry. Just tell me what we're going to do about the Dragon Lady. I saw her. She was standing beyond those trees. I saw through the telescope and she was taking aim.
And she fired, so she did. Almost nailed you, lad.
Yeah, I realize that now. So that's where the Dragon Lady is, huh?
Yes. And don't you go saying this telescope can't do tricks. It can.
Oh, I didn't say it couldn't do tricks. I just said... No, never mind.
Yes, and the thing for us to do is to keep out of range. If that lady is going to start puffing at us every time we show ourselves, we'd better be careful.
Well, we're going to do better than that, Captain. We're going to go after her.
Oh, dear. I wish Pat and Grandma were back. And Connie, too.
Yeah, that's so. Well, we'd better wait until they get back before we start after the Dragon Lady.
That makes much more sense than it does. Meanwhile, we can keep out of sight. That woman won't get too near these diggings.
Yes. Isn't that somebody?
It's a plane.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There it is, over that way. It's flying in a circle. Must be looking for something.
It's looking for us, seems like.
Let's wave our arms and attract his attention.
Be careful. Maybe it's an invader.
No, it ain't that, I can tell. It's a Chinese plane.
Maybe it's somebody we know. Hello, up there. Here we are.
He can't hear you, April. Maybe it's Jude Fennig.
He's looking for a place to land, so he is.
Coming right over here.
The pilot dropped something. A message or something, Terry.
Yeah, and it fell out there behind the... Just beyond the wire fence. I'm going to see what it is.
No, wait, hold on. Don't be too hasty. You'd be a fair target for another rifle bullet.
Yes, you'd be right out in the open.
But if it's a message, we'd better...
Oh, I can see it. Lying out there in the sun. I can see through the periscope.
Well, what do we do? Maybe the pilot of the ship wants us to signal an answer or something. We've got to get that message you got from the plane.
Yes, and get shot at the same time, no less. Let's wait a few minutes and figure out what to do. The Dragon Lady's out there someplace, and she's in her shooting mood.
Say, I wonder if that was Jude Hennig in that plane. And what message did he drop to Terry and his friends? Risky business trying to get the message or whatever it is with the Dragon Lady close by.
Gosh, get that periscope actively saved Terry's life. It sure means a lot to our friends in the show, and believe you me, your periscope will mean a lot to you. You know, yours will do every single thing that Terry's does, and it has to, because it was modeled directly after Terry's. And yours is keen-looking, with pictures on it of Terry and the others, and an extra special picture of Big Soup. And don't forget those secret codes and exciting new games that you can't get anyplace else except on the periscope. You know, it's really amazing that you can get a periscope like this for only 10 cents in cash, and the only reason you can is that Libby has made it possible. You need a couple of Libby's labels, too, of course, one from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. Print your name and address on the back of one label, and then mail the two labels and 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Boy, will you be thrilled when your periscope arrives. Well, tomorrow is a big day in Terry's life, and a bigger day in the doubtful life of Captain Blaze. So be sure you have a ringside seat for a double-barreled transcribed adventure on the Burma Road, somewhere in China.